Timo Meier is out there to begin with Nico Hischier. And away we go as Brent Burns swats it in. And we check out tonight's starting lineups. They are brought to you by Infinity. So in that first game on Sunday, floated back into the Carolina end. Olaf turned it over, and Jesper Bratt fired one right on it. Bastion, the physical fourth liner, could not work it deep for New Jersey. It bounces down. Robinson, stopped by Markstrom. Rebound is corralled by Andre Palat, who moves on to the top line. Timo Meier, third on the team in goals. Fed one toward the net. A fight for it. Hischier collects. Hischier on the turn. Worked it back net front. Wide of Anderson. Jordan Martinook went reaching for it. Anderson fights that one off from the sharp angle. Good ozone time for the Devils here in the first 4 minutes. Orlov whisked it away, floated it back with Mercer and fresh Devils legs onto the ice. Jesper Bratt just over the boards is harassed out to center ice. Taken right back, carried in by Mercer. Tries to feed it along. Holla kicked out. They score! Jesper Bratt on the rebound. And the Devils get the great start they wanted in game two.
Want to do, it's offensive zone time. They're funneling pucks to the net, keeping the puck in the zone. But when you're playing against a team that plays man-to-man zone coverage, they've got to create chaos. And that's what they do by just putting bodies and pucks in front of the net. It's a broken play, and Holla just throws the puck on net. And it's a good job by Bratt to be there to bury it. I like the chaos that New Jersey right now is trying to create in the offensive zone.
On Sunday, said really all around, special teams were good. Love their five-on-five play. Palat with a shot with traffic in front. Fought off there by Anderson.
Here's a look at that last chance for New Jersey. You know, New Jersey on the other side was not one of their best games. And all right.
Shimon Nemitz behind the back to Stefan Nason. Off to Cody Glass, near the side by Anderson. Nason was hunting a puck retrieval. Moved it back for the rookie Blake. Pressured by Holla. Svechnikov for Kostas Beririster. Traffic in front. Puck retrieval, Svechnikov into behind. Score effects on that as well, though he did tweak the lines and carried that into tonight. Stall on the entry with Martinook moving in. Trying to go short side and high on Markstrom. The crowd activated at Lenovo Center. Blake on the entry for Robinson. He got leveled again by Kovacevic. Roslovic, a shot. Markstrom made the stop. More aggressiveness from New Jersey with its elite kill from the regular season. Roslovic for Orlov. Roslovic moving in, trying to lift it short side. And again, all six shifts for Nico Hischier's line have been against Slavin, who moved it on here for Martinook. Fed it across to Stahl, who is stopped by Markstrom.
How great is this? He's down on his bum, and he gets the puck all the way across Jordan Stahl.
Jordan Martinook somehow got that pass across anyway to his captain and center, Jordan Stahl. Anderson makes the stop from long distance on Pesci. He's got a lot of history with him. They don't love 56 in white. Here is Holla. Tried to trigger on the setup from Jesper Bratt. Bratt whipped it net front from Mercer and chipped out to the line by Carolina. Taken away by Blake. Nudged ahead for Jarvis. On the move. Jarvis is stopped by Markstrom.
For Carolina, they got to get back to their forecheck, get back to that resilient, that 2-1-2, just putting bodies on the puck.
We start the second, and we remind you, ESPN Bet is the official sportsbook of ESPN. Logan Stankoven on that line on the entry, moved along, swatted toward the net. Stahl tried to settle it down, and Markstrom covers up. Nudged back to the line for Walker, the first-year Kane, who signed a five-year deal in the offseason. Wrap around the boards, got checked by Blake. Kostas Bear kept it in. Here is Kostas Bear, fed it across. Kostas Bear on the rebound! Tied and won!
About Carolina, it doesn't have to be pretty. They are just put, it's broken plays, but then look at that spin play by Kostas Bear. He gets himself in a position and continues to find the open ice. He starts at the point. Dishes a little give and go and then keeps going and he wants it back. Look at him slamming the stick down and then he stays there for the rebound. Nothing Markstrom can do about that.
Have gone 22 games without a goal until tonight. Third career playoff goal. This one turned the line. Didn't go in. No signal just yet. It has to completely cross the red line.
The play is under review to see if get the puck completely across the goal line.
It does not look like it.
Hamilton back onto the top power play unit. Again, only his third game back from the injury. And again, as you said, with Hughes unavailable for a group that was one of the best power plays in the NHL in the regular season. Dished out of there by Dmitry Orlov. Chugged along. Here's Martinook moving in. The shot!
Faceoffs are so critical, especially for New Jersey on the power play, because they struggle with their zone re-entries. But here, it's just Carolina going to work. They're so good at what they call their power kill. They're able to score shorthanded goals all season long. And Jordan Martinook, who I've liked all game long, comes in. And what a snipe that is. Left shot.
Shattered by Slavin. Robinson fighting for it against Nason. Flipped it back. Meyer. Heischer. Shot. Off the stick of Nason. Dumoulin is on it, and he evacuates the zone to Palat, who slipped one for Meyer with a shot. Off the stick of Slavin. Meyer loose. Anderson sprawling. Kovacevic's shot with bodies crumpling in front.
Meyer has been excellent since the start of March. A lot of shots on net in the absence of Jack Hughes, and they are inches from tying this game, but Freddie Anderson says no.
Kokedien. Surveys, dumps it back, Gustav Barron drive, rebound, Markstrom sprawling, and wiped off the line!
Here's a look at, in front of Jacob Markstrom, all of those.
Gustav Barron gets tangled, moving in, shot kicked out, counter is stopped on a rebound by Anderson! Approaching 90 seconds to go in period number two. Dashner carved out space, Dowling on a backhand feed! On the setup from Tatar.
Well, and Sheldon Keefe set up the first game. He said that their third and fourth lines were dominated by Carolina. He said.
So here we go in the third. Out to Orlov, swept it around. Robinson, that's one in behind, and Roslovic's on it. 3+ minutes in the third. Carrier turns, shoots! Back out high, Jesper Bratt exchanges with Hamilton. Hamilton, one timer swallowed up. Hamilton kicked out. Meyer fires it wide. And then a diving bid to excavate from Martinook. Quickly back, Markstrom from Meyer. Who had the gorgeous setup after the two shots from Dougie Hamilton. Meyer freed it up. Rink wide, Shimon Nemitz just onto the ice. Pressured by Jarvis. Here's Bratt with it out high. Meyer made the catch. Now it's Bratt. Midpoint, a shot. Loose in front. Nason, Tatar. Back to Bratt. Meyer kicked out. And Nason stopped as well.
It's a serious effort tonight.
I mean, he saved 3 goals alone in the second. Hall fed it across. Save made by Markstrom on Stankoven. Nemitz on the entry with Tatar. Broken up by Gostisbehere. Net run toward Dowling. Nemitz centered. Anderson is stopped by Bastion.
Their keep today. First, you have Freddie Anderson. Always the big question mark for him is injuries, but when he's on.
Otto trying to settle it down. Nudged ahead. On the turn. Jarvis centered. Gostisbehere across. Jarvis stopped by Markstrom. Hamilton cut it off along the boards. Slavin to the line. Brad tipped it through. Nearly for Meyer. He goes up against Jordan Staal. Net is empty, so 6-on-5. Off the faceoff. Martinook spins. Found the stick of Jarvis!
Shorthanded goal off a messed up face up there, and this one was just a clean look by Martinook. Take a look, Jarvis is on the left of your screen, but it's Martinook who corrals a bouncing puck, has the patience, has the poise to hang on to the puck, and then put a beautiful pass on Seth Jarvis's stick.
Huge penalty kills in this game. Jarvis puts the finishing touches on it for the Canes, who grab a 2-0 lead. They defend home ice here in the first round against New Jersey.